let's do the pendulum, and then we want to program into our system some of the initial things so that we don't just be picking up a dowsing instrument, running with it, and go off on a tangent. If you don't have a formal pendulum available for you, not to worry. There are other things you can use as a pendulum for your practice. You may want to use the pendulum that you received as a gift with the Sonia Choquette Psychic Pathway Program from Nightingale Conan. If you do not have one, then I'll give you some suggestions to make one. The easiest way is to use a necklace or a chain and put a pendant of some sort on it as a weighted object. Another possibility is from the hardware. You may want to take a nut from the nuts and bolts, a weighted object, and just tie a string around it. And that will work just as well. One of my favorite ones is my keychain. It has a long fob on the end of it. And as I'm out or going to the store, I always have it if I've been driving. So that's my easy access pendulum. So there are various ways you can make a pendulum. Just take a weighted object or a ring, one that you wear on your finger. You can take a ring and either tie a cord on it that's sturdy or a chain. That will work as well. Now, to hold it, in this case, we're going to put it between the thumb and the first finger. And you want those fingers pointed downward, because if they're pointed upward, you'll end up playing knuckleball with the object that's weighted on the end of the chain. So point the fingers downward. Again, you want your arm in a relaxed position. It's fine if you have it resting on your elbow, on your knee, or on a table, or on the edge of the chair. It makes no difference, because the power is not in the instrument. It's about you being comfortable so that it can freely have the energy flowing through you. The chain, if it's real long, you'll want to curl it up in your hand between where your fingers bend and your palm. Curl up the chain in there. And then if it's a short one, you can just hold the fob on the end. To begin with and make it easier, you want to have about 3 inches, 4 inches max on the chain that's holding down. The reason is it will cause your instrument to move a lot more quickly. This is a law of physics, whereas if you have a long chain, it's going to take a longer time and it's going to be a huge, big movement, so your response time will take a long time. So it's optimum for a quick response. And here again, play the game and try it out. Hold it one way and hold it another way and see how you like it. So holding it in that manner with your fingers pointing downward, the chain between the thumb and the first finger, and the rest of the chain curled up in your palm, and your fingers loosely curled in a fist, comfortable. Ask to see your guest's response. Normally it goes back and forth, like nodding your head, yes. Now, on this one, there's a lot of pre-programming, particularly in older people or people that learn to douse from older people, where the yes response is a circular motion. Usually that circular motion goes in a clockwise direction. If you are pre-programmed with that and that's what you're comfortable with, then you may want to leave it. If you would like to do it a different way, because it'll give you more options for clearing and adding in later on, then just ask, and here again, you ask and you receive. Ask that your system be changed to reflect that the new programming you want to install goes back and forth, like nodding your head for yes, and it goes side to side, like shaking your head no for no. Okay, see if you're able to get your no response now. And if you need to, grab it with your hand and stop it, and then say, okay, I'm ready to see the other one. After you're accustomed to doing it, it will just automatically shift gears for you from one to the other. But as you're learning, if you want to stop it with the other hand and say, okay, now I saw yes, I want to see no, that's okay too. Another way that will help increase the energy and make it easier for it to work for you is to take the palm up of your other hand and hold it directly underneath your pendulum. See what that feels like. Experiment. See what you like and see what you enjoy.